Hare Krishna, welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Thank you all so much for logging in and giving us your very valuable association. Today's class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhu, and Prabhuji will be speaking from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 25, verse 87 onwards. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable association. You can now take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैतचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैतचन्द्र जय गौरभक्तवृन्द सो the context that we are currently in is Prakashananda Saraswati has expressed all glories and surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has made up his commitment, sankalpa, that from now onwards I will develop devotional service, and that's the place that we would have ended yesterday. So from text 87 onwards, we will see a couple of verses today. I'll read the shloka translation and purports, then we can discuss.
Eta Bali Prabhu Re Lana Tataya Vasila Prabhu Re Prakashananda Puchite Lagila.
After saying this, Prakashananda Saraswati sat down with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to question the Lord as follows.
Mayavade karila yata doshera akhyana sabe ejani acharyena kalpita vyakhyana.
Prakashananda Saraswati said, we can understand the faults you have pointed out in the Mayavada philosophy. All the explanations given by Shankaracharya are imaginary. Text 89.
Sutre rakarila tumi mukyartha vivarana taha suni sabara haila chamatkaramana.
My dear Lord, whatever direct meaning you have given when explaining the Brahma Sutra is certainly very wonderful to all of us. Text 90.
Tumita Ishwara Tomara Ache Sarva Shakti Sankshepa Rupe Kaha Tumi Sunite Hayamati.
You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and therefore you have inconceivable energies. I wish to hear from you briefly about the Brahma Sutra.
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Prakashananda Saraswati said that he had already understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the direct import of the Brahma Sutra. Nonetheless, he was requesting the Lord now briefly give the purport of Brahma Sutra, the Vedanta Sutra.
Text 91.
Prabhu kahe ami jiva ati tuccha jnana vyasa sutrera gambhira artha vyasa bhagavan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I am an ordinary living being and therefore my knowledge is very insignificant. However, the meaning of the Brahma Sutra is very grave because its author Vyasadeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself.
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Purport. An ordinary living being cannot actually understand the meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. One can understand the meaning if he hears it from the authority, Vyasadeva himself. For this purpose, Vyasadeva gave a commentary on the Brahma Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam.
he had been instructed to do this by his spiritual master Narada. Of course, Shankaracharya distorted the meaning of Brahma Sutra because he had a motive to serve. He wanted to establish Vedic knowledge in place of atheistic knowledge spread by Lord Buddha. All these necessities are there according to time and circumstances. Neither Lord Buddha nor Shankaracharya is to be blamed. The time required such an explanation for the understanding of various types of atheists. The conclusion is that one cannot understand the meaning of the Vedanta Sutra without going through Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore further explains the matter in the following verse. So we will discuss up to text number 91 from 87. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in Krishna consciousness, one of the very interesting aspects that we always observe is about how a self-realized soul conducts himself. And if at all we need to progress in Krishna consciousness and eventually get to the stage of self-realization, what ingredients are required? Time and again, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the pages of Vaishnava Acharya's literatures, as well as Vaishnava Acharya's songs, we get to see this nature of denial in terms of their spiritual position. Here, the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is trying to say that I am an ordinary living being and my knowledge is very insignificant. So, this is not some politician's speech where we try to post a particular behavior whilst in reality our original self is different. So, Mahaprabhu, he is explaining that the principle of self-realization is we stay grounded
but fly high. That is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. How can somebody who can stay grounded as well as fly high? We stay grounded by our consciousness. We stay grounded by our action and decisions. We stay grounded by our disposition as well as our style and way of living. But we fly high in what we propagate and how do we win more souls to this parampara. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, simple living, high thinking. So Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami, various acharyas, and right now in the recent episode here, including Prakashananda Saraswati, who once was very proud of his Panditya. He is behaving in a manner that suits to a self-realized soul. Unfortunately, this humble, grounded mentality contradicts the materialistic ideologies. That's why all the materialistic people brand spiritual knowledge as mythology. Prakashananda Saraswati, one of the reasons, of all the other reasons, he got convinced is about Mahaprabhu's disposition, the way he conducted himself. So in our preaching mission, we all need to remember this. The topic, the philosophy, the position that we will be in is very high. But we are not there by our endeavor, neither we are there by our personal qualification. We are there as an instrument for the service, as a servant of the parampara. With this note, I would like to, you know, churn this current context a little deeper. So, every chapter when Bhaktisiddhanta, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami starts or ends, he repeatedly reminds us by him showing a sign of humility by offering his obeisances to all the six Goswamis. So my first reflection in this current context is about what is realization. Because Mahaprabhu has been asked by Prakashananda Saraswati to explain Vedanta Sutra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that only Vyasadeva, who is again Supreme Personality of Godhead, his explanation should only be taken up, and the explanation given by Vyasadeva to be presented as it is, which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam knowledge should be received from the parampara. And all the more, these are all realized knowledge. Not just repetitive, not just relaying what the other person has relayed. They are relayed, assimilated, applied, and with self-realization given to us. So in Krishna consciousness, in our preaching, one is an expectation that Prabhupada writes in the purport that we need to understand the Vedic literature as Acharyas have explained, otherwise the effect will be completely different. And at the same time, we need to present the philosophy according to our experience and realization. Any knowledge that is shared without experience and realization will only have limited impact. But if somebody realizes, he will be able to win more and more souls. A self-realized soul is glorified not only for his humility, it is also that the realization that he is bringing in is actually real. Without that realization, without that aspect of self-illuminated or whatever, the reflection that a person has gained through his personal practices and application, the knowledge one will impart is going to be a very dry knowledge. So it is extremely important for us to understand this aspect of Krishna consciousness, wherein realization means application of principles consistently. So realization is not something that we hear a Bhagavatam class, take a notes and relay the notes to somebody else, which is good, which is appreciated, which is wonderful. At least we have got to that level. But since we are students of Chaitanya Charitamrita and here we are talking about Brahma Sutra and Atma Ramasyamunayo, some very great deep science, we have a responsibility to go one notch up. And if we are not getting there, we are not so basically, this Gaudiya Sampradaya.
This Sampradaya, my previous Acharya.
Sorry. The Gaudiya Sampradaya, all the Acharyas in Gaudiya Sampradaya, where they have presented the Vedanta Sutra, they have presented all the knowledge by their realization, keeping in the line of all the other Vaishnava Acharya's directives. So realization hence should have application embedded into this, and every preacher, Prabhupada encourages to share their realization and not just simply do an external devotional service only. So this realization has got four components, according to my personal reflection. Whenever we come in contact with spiritual knowledge, this spiritual knowledge gets evolved to the stage of realization through some stages. So Prakashananda Saraswati, here we see him transforming. We as students of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, regularly attending to these sessions, we feel there is a change in us. When we are preaching, we are seeing others taking up Krishna consciousness seriously. So, we see things working. But then if you put them into a perspective, it is actually a science. So, the science goes like this. When we first hear any subject matter, it is just an information to us. And when we keep hearing again and again, the information becomes an education, which means cultivation to us. When we cultivate, it will bring in realization within us. And with realization, we transform ourselves and we help others transform. So the transforming experience, hence, comes in when we regularly hear from a bona fide spiritual authorities, which will lead us to cultivation of that information in our daily life, which will help us to realize Krishna consciousness and help us transform our lives as well as others' lives. So when Srila Prabhupada writes, an ordinary being cannot actually understand the meaning of the Vedanta Sutra, one can understand the meaning if he hears it from an authority, Vyasadeva himself. It is because the knowledge is coming in a correct manner, in a manner by which this was cultivated, experienced and realized, and finally we are having a benefit of receiving the spiritual science in a refined manner according to time, place and circumstances. I was once speaking to Vidwan Gauranga Prabhu, who is one of our and he was mentioning, why do we need acharyas, why do we need living spiritual masters, why do we need living Vaishnavas, and why this process needs to regularly happen? Why not we have purports of Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and even to an extent we have purports of Prabhupada? Why that is not sufficient, and why we need to always have people living and explaining? So he was trying to, you know, go one step before Prabhupada's starting of the ISKCON movement. And what Srila Prabhupada has contributed. Whatever Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami and all the Parampara Acharyas have given, Srila Prabhupada has presented it in a manner that can be relevant and relatable to the current context, to the current generation. And he has also given such a content which can be glorified for next 10,000 years, which does not mean that we need not do anything beyond what Srila Prabhupada has done. The purports that Srila Prabhupada has given, he has also mentioned his students can give purports to purports, provided they follow his instructions, applied in their daily life, and they will be able to explain in their own words, in their own realization. So hence my first reflection is about that, how a realized knowledge coming from a realized soul, assimilated for getting realization, for getting realization and eventually transformation, becomes a very important channel of how the knowledge should flow. Otherwise, like a typical politician or a typical so-called materialistic man, for us to prepare, for us to speak on a subject matter, it is not some very complicated thing. We just work on 2 hours, 4 hours, make some notes, refer few lectures, we can give a very good class. which is okay, which is definitely a service that we can always, try to do. But the real goal, the real encouragement here is into realization, which comes from application of Krishna consciousness. So my first reflection with the current context, where Mahaprabhu trying to take a humble stand, even though his Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is trying to show us by example what is our position should be when we are dealing with a very high subject matter, as much as Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. The second reflection is about Vyasadeva again understanding the nature of people in Kali Yuga, understanding that we need to provide solution to not only for a particular era, it is needed to be applied for all the ages. Vyasadeva gave Srimad Bhagavatam under the direction of Sri Narada Muni. If you recollect the episode in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Narada Muni is chastising Vyasadeva for whatever he has given. So, I think I have shared this pastime earlier, but I will repeat. This was in Dwaraka. Once Krishna was going to Rukmini's house, Rukmini had made all the necessary arrangement in her house, and she had prepared wonderful preparations, food, all the boga, everything was been fantastic, top class. And Krishna was expected, so when Krishna arrived, he was given shodachobachar, which means 16 different, maybe more, but what I could comprehend is what we generally do in the deity worship, called Shodacha Upachar, which means 16 different ways of greeting and worshipping the Lord. So Krishna was welcomed, they washed Krishna's feet, fanned, gave chandan, gave all the welcome drinks, sweet. And after Krishna got settled, Mother Rukmini started to cry as well as weep, and kind of was sobbing. So Krishna could not understand, asked Rukmini, why are you crying? What's the problem? Is everything okay? Or did I forget something? Did I promise that I did not do? So Krishna was confused why, Rukmini was crying. So Rukmini did not respond. She kept on crying. But then, by then, Narada Muni arrived there. So when Narada Muni arrived, so Narada Muni also was not looking very elated or jubilant as he always remained. Because Narada Muni used to be always traveling around the universe preaching, and preachers are generally very happy people. So Narada Muni also arrived in a sad state. So Krishna got double whammy, because one side Rukmini is crying, on the other side he thought Narada Muni has come home to at least safeguard Krishna from the embarrassment from Rukmini's moroseness. But then after they welcomed Narada Muni, they gave him seat, they gave him all the upachar. When Krishna saw, he was also upset. And the reason Narada Muni was upset was Narada Muni told Krishna that, my dear Lord, Kali Yuga is approaching, so how would the people in Kali Yuga be able to realize you? Because the nature of Kali Yuga is very, very precarious, and where people are short-lived, people are disturbed, people are unfortunate, people are misguided, people are lazy. where is the hope for us to, and hope for the people in Kali Yuga to be Krishna conscious? So when Mahaprabhu responded by Krishna responded by saying that if, and then he looked at Rukmini and said, why are you crying? She said that I'm crying because you just now came home and very soon you will leave to other queen's place and you will very soon go elsewhere. I cannot think of being in your separation. So then Krishna said, I'll solve both of your problem right away. He said that I'm going to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when I'm going to spread the message needed for Kali Yuga, you will both will be part of my Leela. And then he had to say whatever he had to say. The mood of Acharyas, whether it is Narada Muni, who was worrying about us much before Kali Yuga came in, it was about Advaita Acharya, who worried about us much before we all could even comprehend what we will be doing, and probably we were all in different bodies at that time. It was Srila Prabhupada who worried about us. It is the nature of a self-realized soul. What Prakashananda Saraswati is surprised, I mean, he is glorifying Mahaprabhu, that your humility, your personality, and the way you are following, I'm not even qualified to come closer to you. So the point of realization here is that Vyasadeva, when he was instructed by Narada Muni to compile Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahma Sutra and Vedanta Sutra, when Ramanujacharya gave his Sri Bhashya, when Madhvacharya gave his contribution, when all the wonderful personalities came and gave whatever contribution they had to give, they came and gave, keeping in mind that otherwise we all don't have any other hope. And also keeping in mind that Shankaracharya and Lord Buddha had come and confused enough. So it is very interesting to note the kindness of this self-realized soul. Number one, the kindness of Narada Muni, Advaita Acharya, Srila Prabhupada and all the Parampara Acharyas by giving us Srimad Bhagavatam. And in an other sense, Lord Buddha and Shankaracharya had also shown some amount of kindness only, in the way by which they had participated in reviving this bhakti movement. It may apparently appear that their philosophy, whatever they had given, was contributing, they were contradicting to the bhakti movement. But as we had always discussed, they had a purpose, and that medicine was meant for a specific epidemic, specific kind of a disease situation. Shankaracharya's main purpose was to revive the people from the belief that Vedas are fake or Vedas don't exist, even though he had to give a very aberrated and confused philosophy. That's what Prabhupada writes in the purport. He wanted to establish Vedic knowledge in the place of atheistic knowledge spread by Lord Buddha. So there is nothing that we can blame Shankara and Buddha for. So they also operated under the directive of the Supreme Lord and were kind upon us. So collectively speaking, the entire parampara, the entire predecessor acharyas as well as the supreme lord had only one agenda. That agenda had been to rescue us from this muck. And one person gave things that we need to consume. One person showed us what we are not supposed to consume. And it is very interesting that a person who said what we are not supposed to consume, by him demonstrating it, is a very thankless service. So Lord Shiva became Shankaracharya under the directive of the Supreme Lord, has always done such unique services. We see Lord Shiva's preaching. He preaches in the crematorium to Bhutas, Bhutakanas and all sorts of Yakshas. If you see Lord Shiva becoming Shankaracharya, he has taken up a very, you know, special, unique, unimaginable services, where all the Vaishnava Acharyas, they blame Shankara's philosophy, Lord Buddha's philosophy, but they have taken up that role for a specific agenda. As Prabhupada says, we cannot blame them. So hence my second reflection is, the mood of Acharyas had always been to help us, and they all had very coordinatedly functioned. So it's like everybody is working in a coordinated manner to help us, rescue us, and bring us to the context so that we can become a devotee, and finally gave us Srimad Bhagavatam and said, please latch on to Srimad Bhagavatam, by which we will be able to perform devotional service as Prakashananda Saraswati took to Sankalpa. So my second reflection hence is that we are highly indebted, and we need to study how for us everybody worked, and it is our due duty to reciprocate to that love, care, affection and support we are being extended. Otherwise, it is very unfortunate of our part to have not taken advantage of this Krishna consciousness process. Once, Anuttama Prabhu was giving a class in Radha Rasabihari temple, or maybe some other person, I may be wrong with the, you know, speaker. So every Ekadashi or specific moment, they all read Srila Prabhupada's Leela Amrita. So when they were reading Leela Amrita about the early days of ISKCON, so he was reading about the struggles that Srila Prabhupada had, then he finally made a very profound statement. He said that we as devotees in Krishna consciousness movement as on today, he was referring a few years before, are actually enjoying a very happy, wonderful times in our Krishna consciousness, where temple is well established, preaching process is well established, many, many avenues and many, many opportunities for us to take advantage of association. So many Vaishnavas are around to help us out. So many things are sorted out. Even then, for us to take up Krishna consciousness becoming a challenge. Look at the early days of ISKCON, where the devotees who were with Prabhupada and how Prabhupada would have gone ahead and done this wonderful preaching initiatives. So, probably, you know, we could not even comprehend what would have, you know, what they would have done. I mean, so much they have done for us to become a devotee. So, everybody is working for us, so we need to work for ourselves. That's my, you know, point. That by we reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, we being part of Sankirtan mission, we need to do something for ourselves as a reciprocation. So when Mahaprabhu says the Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary to the Brahma Sutra, and the Srimad Bhagavatam should be, you know, understood as Vyasadeva has explained it, in a humble state of mind, in a purpose for not just being a knowledgeable person, and to eventually apply them, realize them, and transform our lives and others' lives, is what I was talking about. So hence my second reflection is, we are highly indebted. You should also appreciate that everybody from Krishna down till our near and dear fellow devotees who is asking us, Mataji, Prabhuji, please stand attentively. Everybody is helping us. It is only we who need to reciprocate. If we reciprocate, then we are very, very close to Krishna. If we do not reciprocate, even after coming so close to Krishna, we will not appreciate Krishna. So Krishna is very, very close to us, at the same time very far away from us, only based on how we are going to reciprocate. All the other variables are in place and they are all acting in our favor. Only we need to realize that and just open our eyes and latch on to the process, then Krishna is very close. The third reflection, hence, is we need to change the attitude of our functioning, which I have always been, speaking in different forums. The attitude of our change, the change that we need to bring in here is the propensity of becoming a soldier rather than being a good citizen. We were bad citizens of a government. Let us say the Krishna's universe, this universe which is in which we are put in, is under the supreme authority of the Supreme Lord. And if you imagine them as a government, and we happen to be the citizens in that, before we take up Krishna consciousness, we were bad citizens, not following rules, not following taxes, not paying this, not doing that. So we were bad, but somehow or other, by hearing Krishna consciousness, Siddhanta, philosophies, associations, services, we have become good citizens, where we are following four regulative principles, we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are doing something good, which is nice, appreciated, I'm happy. But then, as we need to, proceed, we need to move forward, win more and more souls, and take this movement forward, as a part of our indebtedness to this parampara, we need to move from the mood of a citizen to the mood of a soldier. Every soldier happens to be a citizen, but every citizen needs not necessarily a soldier. Yes, a citizen is a good one. Okay, I am contributing to the welfare of my country by me paying the tax, by me doing all the necessary compliances. I am not breaking a traffic rule, this rule, that rule. I am correct. But I don't mind. I will not bother about what others are up to. Anyway, you are not entitled. But if you are a citizen, if you are a soldier, you go beyond yourself. You commit yourself for a higher cause. And it comes with a higher responsibility and higher accountability. And we also get higher privileges. So, by being a soldier in the Sankirtan mission, we are showing our indebtedness back to the parampara, who are ready to help us, who are already helping us, who are extending their necessary support. And hence, we need to take a sankalpa. The way Prakash Ananda Saraswati has taken a sankalpa, my dear Lord, I take a sankalpa, I bow down, I dedicate, I, from now on, henceforward, I will take up devotional service actively. And we are going to see in this chapter how the entire Varanasi got transformed. So the mission is not only you deliver yourself. The mission is not only we become good citizens. The mission is that by we becoming soldiers and making more and more bad citizens to a good citizen and eventually make them to become a soldier. So the spirit of soldier versus spirit of citizen is, in a spirit of citizen or a person in the righteousness, he has his own rules and he applies all the compliances within those rules. But in the case of a soldier, he has the rules of the government and he aligns his personal desires within that. So the difference between a simple practitioner trying to be a good devotee, I am just doing my rounds nicely, is that I have my priorities, my likings, my choices, my way of living, and I will try to do Krishna consciousness within that parameter. I will Krishnaize what the way I want to live. That's good. But what is expected is, we understand what is needed for Krishna consciousness movement to grow and to win more souls, and how Krishna consciousness need to be, you know, thriving. And we operate our lives within that boundary. So these two have got quite a difference. And all the adults in this conference calls, in this forum, we are all crossing 35, 40, 25, whatever. We are all not young children for us to still hang around expecting some sort of a fun. Our fun in terms of exploring this world is all done. Now we need to get into a state of responsible functioning where we try to become a soldier in the Sankirtan movement. And you can become soldier after 5 years, 10 years. But at least take a sankalpa to become a soldier in the Sankirtan movement. What does it actually mean is, if somebody is deciding to be a soldier, say for example, in a typical family setup, if somebody decides that their family member will become join the army, so it is all starts from a very young age on what you eat, how you maintain your body, how you keep yourself fit, and your educational choices. So many things are chosen. So probably you may become, you may join the army 5 years down the line. You may take up the soldier spirit later. But then preparation has to start now, and in your frame of mind it is already clear that I am going to join the army. Similarly, we all need to take that sankalpa, because the next generation has to take up the responsibility from the existing leaders. All the Prabhupada disciples, they are getting old, and they are looking forward for us to reciprocate and respond. The more actively, the more enthusiastically, the more openly we commit ourselves for this mission of Sankirtan, the more we will be able to extract, get their association, get their involvement. Day by day we are hearing news of so many wonderful stalwarts leaving this world for other missions. So long as we are going to be here, when so many threats are there in the society, there are so many challenges that we have been faced, if we also postpone, if we also procrastinate, then it is not good for us. So hence my third reflection is to, use this opportunity to understand that we have to eventually become soldiers, which means we have to be disciplined, we need to maintain our consciousness so good so that we will be able to apply the knowledge that we have heard, cultivated, and eventually realize and transform our lives. And this all we do by staying grounded but flying high and making the flag of Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam fly tall and high, so that nobody is missing this opportunity. And this chance is going to be not given again and again. Once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was walking in the Mayapur streets, what we currently call as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Marg. So on the day of Gaura Purnima, so Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was walking. Suddenly he stopped and he pointed his cane to the moon and told his disciples that somehow or other we should spread the Sankirtan movement in such a manner. We should even celebrate Gaura Purnima Utsav even in the moon. So acharyas, when they are expressing these words, when we hear these words, we only selectively assimilate, selectively hear them. But if you start to empathetically hear them, it has got a lot of meanings. It has got a lot of, purports to that. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj mentioned that, which means that all over the universe, the glories of Mahaprabhu need to be, spread. All over the universe, people should be engaged in the Sankirtan mission. That is why Sanatana Goswami, when he was glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, he has mentioned
सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूष सर्ववेदैकसत्फला सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैकदृक्प्रदा सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूष इस श्रीमद् भागवतम इज पीयूष मीन्स नेक्टर दिस इज अ नेक्टर चर्न्ड आउट ऑफ ऑल द शास्त्रास सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूष सर्ववेदैकसत्फला Satphala means a special fruit. It's a very, you know, divine fruit. This divine fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Sanatana Goswami was glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, this divine fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam is something, Sarva Vedaika Satphala. This is special from all the Vedas. This, you know, stands out special, unique. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya. This is a jewel of all the Siddhantas. If at all we classify all the Siddhanta, that's what the current context is. Prakashananda Saraswati agreed that all the faults that you found in Mayavada philosophy, we agree. They are all imaginary, they are all illusory. We agree. Now, please, you know, help us to get that jewel out. So he wants to hear. Please explain briefly about Brahma Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam. So technically speaking, look at the transformation. That person who was attached to a dry philosophy by coming in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, looking at Mahaprabhu's conduct, looking at Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission, he is now transformed. Now he is yearning for Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya. Sarva Lokaika Drik Prada. This Srimad Bhagavatam can shoo away, can completely, you know, take us away from Drik means completely being lost. Sarva lokaika drik prada. It can deliver us from all sorts of misdirections or misguidance. Sarva lokaika drik prada. Sarva bhagavata prana. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the life air of all the Bhagavatas. Srimad Bhagavata Prabho. My dear Srimad Bhagavatam. Kali dvanto ditaditya. You are the one who can come and mitigate the evil effects of Kali Yuga. Sri Krishna Parivartita. You are Krishna personified. So then further Sanatana Goswami explains about the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Madeka Bando Matsangi Matguru Man Mahadanaha Man Nishtaraka Madbhagya Madananda Namostute. He is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam as Madeka Bando. Srimad Bhagavatam is my only friend. Mat Sangim, my companion. Mat Guru, my spiritual master. Man Mahadanaha, my greatest fortune, my greatest wealth. Man Mahadanaha. Man Nishtaraka, this is my greatest conviction. Mat Bhagya, my greatest fortune. Madananda, my greatest happiness. This is Srimad Bhagavatam to me. So, we have book Bhagavatam. As well as we have devotee Bhagavatam. So we have all the enablers necessary to be qualified or to join the Sankirtan army and become a soldier. And the superlative aspect of it is, we have the Commander-in-Chief, Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivinoda Thakur long time back predicted, a Senapati Bhakta, if you have heard about this before, it's very interesting and it's very intriguing how Acharyas had this vision. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has already long time back predicted, my Senapati Bhakta one day will come and preach the Sankirtan mission all over the world. Senapati can be translated as Commander-in-Chief. So we all should be the soldier in the army where Srila Prabhupada is Commander-in-Chief. And do what? Preach and practice Srimad Bhagavatam, because this is a process which can help us rescue from the evil effects of Kali Yuga. And the way we are supposed to be doing it, in a very humble manner, practicing, cultivating Krishna consciousness in our own personal life, experiencing and gaining realization and transforming our lives, and in turn, help others take this up in a very seriously. And while doing so, we have to not forget
that the entire universe, from Supreme Lord down till our near and dear fellow devotees, are available to help us. So it is not by our personal endeavor this is happening. We are being given necessary help. So all that we need to do is accept and just operate on that. So Krishna is very close to us. Otherwise, we may struggle for years together. Krishna consciousness will be a far-fetched dream. So I would like to end here by summarizing the 3 points that we discussed, and then we can take up some questions. So we discussed about the current context where Mahaprabhu is showing how humility happens to be a very important ingredient. Even though Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord Himself, He has shown His personal humility, and that way He has attracted Prakash Ananda Saraswati to surrender to this process. So it is explained about how we are supposed to stay grounded and fly high. And that's our, you know, Siddhanta, where simple living and high thinking. So in our personal conduct, in our personal behavior, in our dress, address, walking, talking, priorities, choices, decisions, we need to show humility. And in the Siddhanta, and as well as in our wish and ambition to win more and more souls, we should have larger than life aspiration, get more and more people take up this Krishna consciousness. So on that note, we had 3 sets of reflection. The first reflection we had was what realization is all about. Realization means application of principles consistently, not just application, but consistently applying the principles, you know, and this we define in 4 stages. First stage is when we hear initially, it will be just only information to us. But when we hear more and more, information will become an education to us, which means we start to slowly cultivate. And when you start cultivate, we get realization. And when we realize, we are able to transform ourselves as well as we will be able to transform others. So if we are not organically, we are not scientifically participating in this Krishna consciousness, it is a very unfortunate situation, because even after having so many wonderful explanations and philosophy given to us, we should not try to ignore them and take them to a substandard level. The second reflection that we had is about how all the Vaishnava Acharyas, how all the, you know, arrangements provided by the Supreme Lord, we spoke about Narada Muni, concerned about all of us. Advaita Acharya's episode we have spoken in the past, or how he has been worrying about people of Kali Yuga and prayed for the Lord to appear so that Mahaprabhu appeared. We also know how Srila Prabhupada was praying very sincerely to Rupa Goswami and all the Goswamis to start this preaching mission. So we know how various personalities are working for us so that we can become devotees. And hence we should show our indebtedness, and also we should be alert and serious to take this up, not let loose. And the third reflection is about becoming a soldier instead of just being a good citizen. So whatever we are doing is good. So we all need to move from good to great in terms of how to become a good soldier in the Sankirtan mission. And Srimad Bhagavatam and book Bhagavata as well as devotee Bhagavata are available for us to, you know, help. So Srila Prabhupada, by giving this purport, he has already told that the Mayavada philosophy or Buddhist ideologies are also, you know, a temporary phase needed in the history for giving a treatment to a specific type of a disease. They are also a lesson for us where what we are not supposed to be following, and that also has been done by the Lord's personal devotee, Lord Shiva, and also sometimes in case of Buddha, Lord personally did it. And similarly, all the other Vaishnava Acharyas, by them coming and refuting and establishing the supremacy of the Lord, they have contributed. So there are many, many forces working to help us. But we are proving how strong we are against all of them. It will be very important that we recognize this and latch on to this. So this Gaur Purnima, I am sure you all would have had a wonderful Gaur Purnima celebrations in your own respective yatra. So this is our new year, this is a time where we can consolidate our desires, wishes and commitment to the entire parampara. The parampara is self-cognizant and they are all, you know, happy there. It will be our privilege if we participate. If we don't participate, they don't lose anything. They are all happy. They are all, you know, properly situated. So for our benefit, for our, you know, growth, for our rescuing from the cycle of birth and death, we need to latch on to this Krishna consciousness seriously and definitely make it the Supreme Lord at the earliest, who is eagerly awaiting to receive us. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Shri Chaitanya Charita Amrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. The class was really beautiful. Especially I liked the point that you were making, that it is important to become a soldier rather than just a citizen. That was very interesting, Prabhu. Thank you so much for giving that to us. That is a very important application, at least as far as I'm concerned. I'm just thinking about it so much. Thank you so much for highlighting that, and hopefully we are able to implement that. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you for your valuable class and association.
Hare Krishna. All glory to Prabhupada.
Any other thoughts, comments, reflections? Okay. There are no more questions, then we can end the call. Thank you so much for engaging in the service.